for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ weather forecast calls for mostly cloudy skies with a high of 68. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 52. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting the news. Fairfield Community High School has announced a host of senior awards. Phoebe August earned the DAR Good Citizen Award, and Wyatt Gilbert earned the SAR Good Citizen Award. August and Gilbert, along with Alexia Hobbs and Carly Taylor, were also awarded $2,000 Richard Lee Cox Memorial Scholarships. August, Gilbert, and Jason Wright earned Puckett Foundation scholarships, and August, Wright, Beth Belangi, and Alexia Gonzalez were recognized again as Illinois State Scholars. 37 students will graduate with honors, and Lainey Milner was recognized for perfect attendance throughout high school. A link to the full list of awards can be found on our headlines page. More news next.
In today's environment, being able to do all of your banking from home is not only convenient, but a necessity. People's National Bank makes it easy for you to do your banking without actually going to the bank. From online banking, mobile banking, free mobile deposit, to transferring funds and paying bills, it's easy and convenient for you to do your banking all from your mobile phone or computer. Get started by going to peoplesnationalbank.com to sign up for online banking today. People's National Bank, making it easy to bank from anywhere. Member FDIC.
Graber Post Buildings, trusted throughout the heartland of America, provides the highest quality built post and stud frame structures in the country. Visit with one of our dedicated building department members today and let them show you how affordable a Graber Post building can be. Our quality crews can have your building constructed in no time for years of durability and beauty. Our professional sales staff is on hand to take care of any contractors or do-it-yourselfers. Call the trusted tradition, Graber Post Buildings, at 800-264-5013 or visit us online at graberpost.com.
In other news, beginning next Wednesday, May 27th, the Edwards County Courthouse will resume normal operations on days when court is not in session. Outside doors will be unlocked so the public can enter the courthouse to conduct business if need be on Mondays and Wednesdays. Sheriff Darby Bawey says outside doors will remain locked on days when court is in session, or every Tuesday and Friday and the first and third Thursdays of each month. The courthouse will remain locked on court days until the Illinois Supreme Court and Chief Judge of the Second Judicial Circuit give permission for the courtroom to once again be open to the public. It's now open only for cases the Chief Judge deems necessary. The public can still conduct business on court days by calling the appropriate office to make appointments. Individual offices may have their own rules in place for the public to follow once operations resume, and people should respect those rules. Sheriff Bawey also asks people entering the courthouse to take precautions to keep themselves and others healthy, and he says no one should enter if they're feeling ill. Wayne County officials said this morning they have not set a definite timeline for when or how the Wayne County Courthouse will begin to open to the public once again. North Wayne EMS responded to a single car accident about 1 mile northeast of Enterprise yesterday morning. According to police reports, at approximately 10:51, 18-year-old Effingham resident Dreese C. Wright was southbound on Enterprise Road in a 1999 GMC Sonoma. Due to wet roads and worn-out tires, he lost control of the vehicle, ran off the left side of the roadway, went through a ditch, and struck a fence. No tow truck was called to the scene, and the vehicle sustained between $501 and $1,500 damage. Police say Wright and a passenger refused transport to a hospital. Matt Kinney and Hope Rescue will partner for the season's first pork burger sale this Saturday at the Fairfield Save-A-Lot. The sale will run from 9:30 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m., and deliveries will be available for those who wish to stay home. People may place an order by calling Rhonda Coker at 599-6749 or by texting her with a name, address, and order to be delivered after 10:30. Brooklyn Hazel from Albion, Miss Rodeo, Illinois, and Hope Rescue's equine therapist will also be present. The sale will be held rain or shine. The Wayne County Board of Review is now meeting for appeals of 2019 property assessments. Taxpayers wanting to file an appeal should call the Supervisor of Assessments Office at 842-2582 to request the needed forms. The deadline to file an appeal is June 10th. The Illinois General Assembly will convene today for the first time in weeks in Springfield. State Representative Darren Bailey says working on a budget will be a top priority for the three-day session this week, and lawmakers hope to have input on the state's reopening plan as well. Bailey and two of his colleagues, Brad Holbrook and Chris Miller, said earlier this week they would not follow state guidelines of wearing a mask to the session. Yesterday afternoon, however, he said he was still weighing the options of making a statement against what he feels is an overblown danger and representing his constituents. Outside the session, Bailey is looking for a win in Clay County Circuit Court on Friday afternoon in his lawsuit against Governor J.B. Pritzker.
That's going to be the real... The judge even said it. He said this nonsense has got to stop. He said everything will end Friday. So, if he rules in Illinois' favor and declares the governor unconstitutional, the next thing that's going to happen is that the Attorney General's office is going to ask for a stay. They're going to want everything to stay the same until they can appeal it.
Judge Michael McCaney had previously ruled in Bailey's favor in an individual case seeking a temporary restraining order, freeing him from the stay-at-home orders. Should he win this week, Bailey says there is a chance businesses could be open over the Memorial Day weekend.
So the judge will have a choice to either grant the stay and everything will stay the same until it, goes up to the Supreme Court, or he will deny the stay, just like he did with my TRO. So if he denies the stay, then for all practical purposes, business is going to be open for Illinois Saturday, Sunday, and Monday.
The case will likely be appealed to the appellate or Supreme Courts, and both levels will have a chance to grant a stay until final judgment is rendered. Fairfield Public School District 112 released alternative graduation plans yesterday. It says it cannot predict what the state will allow from month to month, and the plans will help bring closure to an academic milestone. Families of 8th graders will sign up for their graduation time slot, and sign-ups will be electronically distributed today. Next Wednesday through Saturday, families will arrive with their graduates, and up to 7 family members plus the graduate will be allowed. Families will park by the playground behind the Center Street Gym with the entrance on Southwest 3rd Street. They will enter the gym through the northwest door from the playground after meeting Principal April Smith and Superintendent Dr. Scott England outside. Families will be seated in a designated area in front of the stage, and graduates will receive their diplomas in a contactless ceremony. Graduates and families will exit toward the back of the gym, and a photo area will be provided. The graduate will then exit into the hallway and onto the playground through the west doors. Between graduates, anything touched will be wiped down and sanitized before the next family is admitted. The graduation will be filmed and released on the district's Facebook page. District 112 says it recognizes the plan breaks from traditional services, but it's governed by the State Board of Education and must follow its guidelines. It says continuing to wait with hopes that restrictions will be lessened is unfair to students who have worked hard and waited patiently to celebrate. The District 112 Board of Education met Monday night and appointed Ashley DeVoy as Board Treasurer for FY21, beginning July 1st. Current bookkeeper Kathy Schmitz is retiring, and she serves in the role right now. The board also heard the second readings of a press policy update and a student handbook update. It approved a consolidated district plan, which is an annual action item required by the ISBE, and it approved a resolution to sell 2 buses from its fleet once its new buses arrive. Following closed session, the board voted to employ Marion Falk as a special education teacher and accepted the resignation of Jamie Hodges as assistant girls basketball coach. The board approved a renewal contract for its technology director for FY21 and changes to non-contractual and non-certified salaries. After the first reading of the FY20 amended budget, Dr. England said District 112 finished FY20 in the black, though not by much. Transportation and fire prevention and safety funds are in the red, and the state is currently reimbursing only half of transportation owed. In other district news, Dr. England reminds the public that the last day for meal service will be next Friday, May 29th. The district is no longer taking new signups for delivery routes, though existing deliveries can be adjusted. Meals will also be available for pickup at Northside School each morning from 7:30 to 10:30, although there will not be pickup or delivery on Monday in honor of Memorial Day. Since the beginning of the statewide mandated shutdown, District 112 has served an average of over 200 breakfasts and lunches each day thanks to the Food Services Division of the ISBE. Flagging of veterans' graves at Maple Hill Cemetery will start at 4 p.m. today, and volunteers are needed. Anyone who would like to help should arrive at the old maintenance building near the cemetery's main entrance at approximately 4 o'clock. Flagging will begin tomorrow in the event of inclement weather. The Illinois Department of Public Health announced 1,545 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday and 146 additional deaths. Statewide totals sat at 98,030 cases and 4,379 deaths. No new cases were reported in Wayne or Edwards counties, which remained at 9 and 2 positive tests, respectively. Marion County announced its 50th case yesterday, and coronavirus.illinois.gov showed Jefferson County increasing to 100 cases and Clay County increasing to 3. No other county in southeastern Illinois had a change in their numbers on the state's website. Governor Pritzker says most of the state will be able to move into Phase 3 of Illinois' reopening plan if current trends hold.
Everybody should be, I think, optimistic about 10 days from now. Haircuts and manufacturing and offices and warehousing and lots of industries and jobs coming back online. And frankly, I think everybody is pretty excited about it.
Despite calls for a speedier reopening, the governor is holding fast to his five-phase approach. Illinois Republican leaders are looking to repeal the proposed graduated income tax amendment. Kim Howard has the story.
Senate GOP leader Bill Brady says now is not the time to be moving to a new tax structure. He says it will especially hurt small businesses.
This graduated income tax threat just gives more to worry about when we need people focusing on how they can rebuild their businesses, how they can go back to work, how they can begin rebuilding the economy of this state.
The governor has said the graduated tax is fairer since the wealthiest are taxed at the highest rate. The amendment is set to be put to voters in November. At the state capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
When the Joint Committee on Administrative Rules meets today, a little-followed group of lawmakers will talk about the governor's move to make ignoring a public health order a misdemeanor. The committee is made up of 6 Republicans and 6 Democrats. JCAR member Republican Keith Wheeler says he received over 7,000 emails and 1,000 voicemails opposing the rule, and he says it should be suspended.
When the governor's office called me to inform me that this was going to be a rule they planned on putting forth on Friday afternoon, I asked him, we have a JCAR meeting on Wednesday. We also have a session on Wednesday. Why can't we bring this to the whole legislature and let everybody, let's all vote on this. If this is going to be a criminal act of some form, let's put everybody together and make sure we have agreement across the state. And they did not choose that path.
2 Democrats will have to vote with all 6 Republicans to suspend the law today. Meanwhile, a Springfield hair salon is open as lawmakers enter session. Riley Craig Schaefer says she is prepared to deal with the ramifications of being open and ignoring the stay-at-home order.
I have a license in another state, so if they want to pull my license, they can go ahead and do that because I'm just going to go ahead and move and start my business like I did here, and Illinois will just lose another taxpayer who pays their taxes on time. They will lose another resident, and that's okay.
Schaefer says she closed the salon down before the official stay-at-home order was made, but it was time to reopen. That's the news. Area deaths next.
John's Butcher Block in downtown Fairfield remains committed to their community. They will continue to open their doors for you as long as they can during this coronavirus outbreak. It is business as usual. Thank you for supporting them as they support you. Hashtag, we are all in this together. John's Butcher Block accepts cash, check, and all major credit cards and link card. They are located across from the Fairfield City Hall. Currently in Fairfield, it's 63. It's time now to check the latest stock market numbers brought by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones financial representative, located at 101 East Delaware Suite A in Fairfield. The Dow is at 24,522, up 315. The NASDAQ is at 9,340, up 155 points. June crude oil is at $32.36. That is up 54 cents. This is Derek Dunn reporting for WFIW News.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. 78-year-old Barnhill resident Joyce Regina Reed died on Monday. She was a member of the Wesleyan Church of Fairfield. Regina Reed is survived by her husband, Bob, children Janet Reed of Fairfield, Karen Bryant of Fairfield, Kathy Gorman of Pennsylvania, and David Reed of Alabama, seven grandchildren, two great-granddaughters, siblings Kelsey Light, Delbert Bishop, Wayne Bishop, and Leonard Bishop, and several nieces and nephews. Private family services for Regina Reed will be held at the Wesleyan Church of Fairfield, with burial to follow at Maple Hill Cemetery. Memorials can be made to the church or Clay County Hospice. They will be accepted at the Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home, which is in charge of arrangements. And a reminder, our obituaries are updated regularly at WFIWradio.com. I'm Jeff Vaughn reporting.
Do you have pelvic pain, heavy bleeding, urinary leakage? Local OBGYN physician Dr. David Asbury can help. For over a decade, Dr. Asbury has made a huge impact in improving the quality of healthcare. Dr. Asbury is the most experienced robotic surgeon in the Mount Vernon area. His years of experience, coupled with his compassion for each and every patient, makes Dr. David Asbury and his practice very desirable. Asbury & Associates, with four offices in Southern Illinois to serve you.
Your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 forecast for today, mostly cloudy skies with a high of 68. It'll be partly cloudy tonight with a low of 52, and then cloudy skies tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll have a high of 70. The outlook for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, partly cloudy skies on Friday. Friday we'll have a high of 78 with a low of 60. Scattered showers are possible both Saturday and Sunday. Both days we'll have highs around 85. Overnight lows both nights will be around 68.